Good morning. We continue with the Hilchos Shabbos, Al Klal Yud Zayin, Siman Gimel, which is talking about the Malach of Tochen. And we left off with the Chayadim talked about a case where a person is chopping up meat, which is hard. It's mutter because it's Nechal Al Yedei Hatkak, since some people can eat it as such, even though it's hard, even though this individual cannot, it's going to be mutter to chop up the meat for him. So this would give an example. For example, a person is dealing, cutting up food for a baby. So you have food which is edible for an adult, as is. The person is chopping it up for the child. So that is not considered a significant act of cutting it up for the child. Now this applies to, so let's go back a step. We're talking about meat over here. We mentioned that there's an argument that an animal is not considered gedulei karka, and the teichah doesn't apply to it. And here we see from the chayadim in a scenario where it would be inedible, unless you cut it up, it's going to be usur. I mean, even though it's not gedulei karka, since the act that one is doing is a significant act of changing it from being inedible to becoming edible, it comes under the umbrella of the malacha of teichah. So now we're saying that which is true, that if the item is inedible unless it's cut, and that's the only reason why it's considered toichein, then when it becomes something which is edible, even while you're at chak, or even with other people, it's not considered a chashav act of teichin. Something which is intrinsically a problem of teichin, person's cutting up cucumbers, cutting up tomatoes, and cutting up something which grows from the ground to give to a child, it's going to be a problem of teichin. The fact that an adult doesn't need to cut it up is not going to be change the halacha. If the only reason why it's teichin is because of the difficulty eating it as such and the benefit of chopping, so then when the benefit is not universal, it's not considered to be an act of teichin. Something which is intrinsically an act of teichin, regardless of whether it's edible or not, so the fact that an adult could eat it would not allow one to chop it up for a child. So we have this interesting idea over here that there's a form of teichin which is rooted in the cheshivas of that it accomplishes. If we think about it, that goes back to the idea of teichin, like we mentioned, that taking kernels and making into flour, taking this inedible item and making it into an edible item. So the Chayyadim does not give us an example, but the Ramah continues in this halacha, and he says, and therefore, if a person wants to chop up meat to give to birds, and the birds cannot eat it without being cut up, it's going to be usur. And the Mishnah Berurah clarifies, we're talking about meat which would be given to one would feed to their dogs, who can eat it even though it's not cut up, then one would be allowed to cut it up for the birds. But so nevela, which is normally fed to the dogs, can be cut up for the birds as well. A person would have basar, which is kosher. It was not nevela, it's kosher, which a person does not feed to the dogs. So then the person decides he wants to cut up a little bit and give it to his birds, since he cannot feed it to the dogs, he will not feed it to the dogs. And for the birds, it's not usable as is. It's going to be usur to do so because of the malacha of teichin. We point out that the kli, which you're allowed to use, a person is allowed to use a knife, a person cannot use a ribeisen. There's something in the middle, which is, let's say, a cheese slicer. So we mentioned the idea that cutting into thin slices is a malach of teichin. So cutting the cheese into thin slices is potentially teichin. And we said you're allowed to cut it up, you can't use a kli, which is miyuchal lekach. So is this going to be permitted or not? So the Shir Shabbos Kehilchos says the way we're supposed to look at a cheese slicer is it's multiple knives positioned next to each other, which one is able to use simultaneously, and that's basically, it's a knife cutting, and that's going to be, that's the reason why it's going to be mutter. And everyone is allowed to use a cheese slicer or an egg slicer as well. Going back to the reason that it's considered uvda d'chol, if the whole problem is uvda d'chol, arguably, if this is only used for this one item and not used for other things, it's not a kli which is miyuchad for the concept of toichen in general. So the poskim do not look at that as the same level of uvda d'chol. It's going to be mutter. According to Rav Moshe's criteria, uvda d'chol, it does it in a professional fashion, and that should be a potentially an argument. If you understand uvda d'chol is because it might lead to other types of actions, that will not happen over here, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Have a good day.